I'm sure it's not only in the Abramowitz home where, regardless of what time Shabbos actually starts, it always feels like a rush going right into Shabbos. It's very hard to disengage from business, from pleasure, from whatever else is going on. It's very hard to stop to bring Shabbos in exactly on time. And the idea of bringing Shabbos in early sometimes seems impossible, which is unusual at this time of year as the clock continuously moves forward. Shabbos is starting 10 minutes later each week. If we're ready 2 minutes after candlelighting last week, that's 8 minutes before candlelighting this week. Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to disengage? It's hard because it feels like what we're doing is very important, and it's very hard to stop, even for Shabbos. What we're doing is very important. But the Chafetz Chaim pointed out that in Parshas Vayakov, the Torah tells us, even Meleches HaMishkan is not Docheh Shabbos. Even real Meleches Shemayim is not Docheh Shabbos. However important we think whatever it is that we're doing during the week, when Shabbos comes, we have to recognize Shabbos is even more important. And the Chafetz Chaim pointed out a person who doesn't have this perspective isn't only missing a sense of priorities, but also is missing a sense of the relationship between the Parnassa and the success that we have during the week and Shabbos Kodesh. The Chafetz Chaim gave the following mashal. Imagine a farmer who is selling bales of hay. And a merchant comes, a customer comes to buy bales of hay. And as the farmer is chucking bales of hay on the back of the truck to keep track of how many bales, $20 per pile of hay, the merchant puts a penny in a bowl as a counter to be able to keep track of how many $20 he should pay him at the end of the business day. And there's a bowl full of pennies racking up based on how many bales of hay in the back of the truck. And the farmer gets a little greedy. He looks in the bowl and he says, "Ooh, free pennies." And when no one's looking, he sneaks some pennies into his pocket. Who is he costing money to? Every one of those pennies represents $20 that he gets for each bale of hay. Who is he stealing from? He's stealing from himself. He thinks by taking a penny when no one's looking, he's saving money. He's costing himself $20 for every penny that he takes. And the Chafetz Chaim points out that Shabbos, according to the Sifrei Kabbalah, is the source of all of our bracha. All of our parnasa needs come from Shabbos. By delaying Shabbos because we're trying to make sure to engage in work and engage in parnasa, who are we stealing from? Who are we actually hurting in the process of delaying Shabbos to have more time engaged in business? Chafetz Chaim explained on Friday night, we say, "Lekras Shabbos lechu v'nelecha." Let's run and accept Shabbos. Why should we run and accept Shabbos early? Kihi mekor abracha. Shabbos is the source of all blessing. If we have that perspective, it's not only a question of priorities, of, well, Shabbos is more important than all melecha, even melecha shemayim. If we have the perspective that Shabbos really is the source of all bracha, then bringing Shabbos in early and not checking our phones the second we can when Shabbos is over actually does better for our parnasa needs, does better for our relationships. Whatever values that we had that we think we're connecting to right before Shabbos or right after Shabbos, by bringing in Shabbos early and letting Shabbos out late, by basking in the glory of Shabbos, we actually have a better chance of increasing our bracha throughout the entire week. Let's be zocha to a wonderful, beautiful, rich Shabbos.